Alan Mitchell, Fife Chamber of Commerce Chief Executive. How much are you looking forward to tomorrow night?
Oh, I'm terribly excited about the award ceremony. It's always a special occasion. There's so much energy and vibrancy in the room, but I think it will be even more so this time because actually this will be the first time since 2019 the ceremony has been live. So I think everyone will just be really excited, looking forward to it. I know I am, because it's just such a vibrant event.
Whether a business wins an award or not, this is really a general celebration of getting through what's been probably the toughest period of Fife Firms' times, really, given the restrictions and everything associated with that.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's one of the key comments all the judges made as we were looking through the applications in all the categories. That was a key thing that kept coming across, the resilience. The businesses had to do so much to make things happen, but it was just amazing because they did it. Whatever obstacles were thrown in their way, they overcame them. Whenever the going got tough, they found a way to get it done. So yeah, I personally think the award ceremony every year has a significance that extends well beyond the people in the room, and so far as I think that it paints a picture of Fife business in its totality. And yes, there are companies who will be there tomorrow night's finalists, and a small number will walk away with an award, but I think they're a representation of business across Fife. So the talent, the ambition, the passion, the resilience, the community spirit, the foresight and the success that will be recognised at the award ceremony, that's replicated day in and day out across Fife. Hundreds, thousands of businesses who are achieving these successes, and a small number of companies go away tomorrow with a trophy that recognises what they've done. But actually, as I say, it's being replicated across Fife, and those successes are being achieved, and that should make us all proud about all our businesses and confident about the future, because they will always find a way to get the job done.
An exciting time because we've come out of COVID restrictions eventually, amid obviously still a difficult time because of cost of living, but also an exciting time for this area in particular of Fife, because you and I recently just chatted about Dunfermline becoming a city, so the profile of the kingdom is on the up.
Absolutely. Fife has so much going for it. City status for Dunfermline is just a really great additional development, but we already have so much going for us. And as I say, part of what we have going for us is fabulous businesses who do great things. And if the Fife Business Awards ceremony does nothing more than remind everybody in Fife that there are great businesses out there providing great employment opportunities, supporting local charities, engaging with schools, creating new markets, generating new wealth, then that's really important, because they do it day in, day out. We don't necessarily hear about it or see it, but it's happening, and it's great that the Fife Business Awards gets to showcase that by highlighting just some of the fabulous businesses that Fife has that give us a great opportunity to have a great future for our communities, our people, and our kingdom.
I know in the run-up to the awards you can't say who's won, but what sort of categories are on offer?
The business awards this year, as always, were really captured those business characteristics, those business activities that are the day in, day out bread and butter of businesses. So it's about how they market their business, about their business planning, about how they develop their people, about they build community engagement, how they engage with schools. I think they are the things that businesses in Fife do day in and day out, and that's what we want to recognise. We want to recognise what Fife businesses do. A diverse range of categories. As always, we got a really diverse range of different businesses who applied for the different categories. As always, it was tough to do the judging, but as always, you know, some companies have come through that ultimately and walk away with the trophy. But as I say, they will take great pride in that, but I think they also take it away for all the other businesses in Fife who are doing great work in marketing or developing people or community engagement. They are just the representatives of five brilliant businesses, and I'm very fortunate I get to meet those businesses on a daily basis, and I know that to be the case, and that's why I'm delighted to be involved with the Fife Business Awards, so we can just remind everybody else that they do a great job for us.
Beyond the award ceremony, the morale boost from a night of enjoyment and celebration will no doubt have, hopefully, a lasting effect beyond the awards ceremony. So how important will that be for firms, their employees and everyone involved in the business community in Fife?
We constantly hear from companies who do apply, especially from businesses who have never applied before it, that the whole process of going through the awards can have a tremendously positive impact on the organisation. Teams get involved in it. They're part of it. They get that buzz, the excitement. They get that kind of sense of pride about, I work for a great company. As I say, the Fife Business Awards is more than just a trophy that sits in a cabinet. It means something to the company and the people within that company as they go through that process. And clearly, we hope that it will help them in the future, that when they're bidding for contracts, when they're trying to build new relationships, they can demonstrate their business credibility by saying, we're a Fife Business Awards winner, and these are serious business awards. We had to fight off tough competition to win this award, and we obviously hope that it encourages other companies to apply in the future, because they're doing great stuff every day, and they have that opportunity to have that tangible demonstration that can also help their business, and it just gives us more great businesses in Fife to celebrate and more reasons to be proud, and that's got to be a good thing.
Finally, given the conversations you and I have had regularly about the never-ending restrictions, which thankfully we've moved beyond in Scotland, I imagine you'll only be too relieved to see this event become a regular yearly annual thing from now on for the next number of years, I suppose. And I suppose this question, it gives you a chance to say anything else you want to say with relation to the actual awards itself.
No, for sure. Obviously, Fife Business Awards running since 2012, so it's still a relative youngster as far as I'm concerned. I think there's a lot more we can do with the Fife Business Awards. As I say, I think there's so many more businesses we want to get involved. We want to make it a celebration of everything that Fife Business does well. So yes, we very much hope we will never ever have to do another online Fife Business Award ceremony again. But if we have to, then we will do exactly what the businesses who are being recognised at the award ceremony this year did, which is we will find a way to make it happen. And I come back to that point that ultimately the Fife Business Awards is not just about the relatively small number of companies who walk away and award. It's the hundreds and thousands of businesses across Fife who are doing great things day in, day out, and we're just pleased that we can have a chance to celebrate them and remind people that business is really important in our community and that they do great things for us.
Have fun.
And it will most certainly be a fun evening.
Brilliant. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you.